Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings again in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life, eternal life, unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only one, beloved, who can fill the emptiness of the human spirit and give eternal life. It's only through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why he used that illustration of bread, because that's a staple in the diet of mankind. Bread is something that all of us eat in one form or another. And the Lord Jesus said, as he was illustrating, that as physical bread gives life, so he gives eternal life to all who will put their faith and trust in him and accept him as their Savior. Now again, we're in the book of Exodus, chapter 9. And for those of you who do not have a Bible, again, I would mention to you that if you will write to us, we'll be glad to send you our 4 Bible correspondence courses. We'll send you one course at a time. And once you've completed those lessons and sent back the answer sheets, only the answer sheets, to the address that will be on the lessons, then you will be sent a complete Bible after you've completed all 4 of the courses. Now, every course has several lessons. Sometimes people misunderstand, and they think that if they've done 4 lessons, then they'll get the Bible. No, you have to do all 4 of the courses. And each course has a number of different lessons and different answer sheets, and so you must complete all 4 courses in order to get the Bible. Now, let me give you our mailing address, because that's very important. You can't communicate with us and let us know unless you have our mailing address, or unless you write to us over email. You can send to us and communicate with us over email if you're on the web. And our website address is BBFI, Bob, B-O-B, Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S, .com, C-O-M. And our address is on that website if you fail to get our mailing address. It's on the website as well as our email address. But I'll go ahead and give you our email address, which is B, like in Victor, B like in Bob, B like in Berna, that's my wife's name, B, Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S, @yahoo.com, @yahoo, Y-A-H-O-O, yahoo.com. And so we do look forward to hearing from you. Now, our mailing address is Bob, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. That's capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. That's Bob Griggs, my name. The next line you'd put capital P period, capital O period, capital B-O-X. That stands for Post Office Box, and the number is 825. Post Office Box 825. On the next line, you will put our town that we live near. It's capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. That's capital I G N A C I O, comma, then capital C, capital O, period. That stands for the state we live in, Colorado. Capital C, capital O, period. And then our zip code follows, which is very important. The zip code is 81137-0825. We've received mail before that only had the zip code on it, and we've received it. When it's sent to the next line would be capital U, capital S, capital A, for United States of America. And so that's very important. I know when we send mail, we don't usually put that within the United States. We don't put that on the last line. But you're living in another country, you must put USA in order for the postman to know what country to send your letter to. So be sure and include that on the last line, United States of America, R, capital U, capital S, capital A. Now, we do look forward to hearing from you, beloved. It's our joy to read your letters, and we appreciate so much the many of you who write to us. And I have so many things going on with my wife being ill and my having to take care of her needs that I do not get to answer all the letters we receive. But we do have a lady that we forward the letters to who writes letters for us. And so if you've written to us and haven't heard from us yet, please be patient and we will send the letters to her. Once we try to grant your requests, we will send the letters to her, and then she will answer your letter. Also, we will do our best to send materials to you. We'll send our Bible correspondence courses in our packet. We'll send a brand new Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament. We'll send you our picture and prayer card. We'll send you a calendar for this year, a pocket calendar. And we'll send you gospel tracts and other Christian literature. All of that will be sent to you in a packet, free and postage paid. All we need is your name, your mailing address, and we need you to print it clearly. Sometimes we get it written and we can't discern what the address is. So please print clearly. Take time to print clearly your name and your mailing address, and we'll be delighted to mail this packet back to you. And also, we have clothes, good used clothes. They are clothes that have been collected that we'll be happy to mail to help, and also other Christian literature that we have that's been sent to us that we'll be glad to mail to you, but you must request that. Now, again, we're in the book of Exodus, the second book in the Bible, and we're in chapter 9, Exodus chapter 9. And last time we were beginning with verse 18. Behold, tomorrow about this time I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as hath not been in Egypt since the foundation thereof, even until now. For many centuries it had never hailed like this in Egypt. Send therefore now, and gather thy cattle, and all that thou hast in the field, for upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field, and shall not be brought home, the hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die. He that feared the word of the Lord, you see, some of the people of the Egyptians were beginning to recognize that God is almighty and all-powerful. He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses where there would be protection. And he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch forth thine hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man, upon beast, upon every herb of the field, throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. Here we see again this miracle. Moses lifted his rod, and when he did, the hail came crashing down. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. You see, this was another miracle of God. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field and brake every tree of the field. You talk about a great hail. This was some hail. It broke the trees. It was so great. It killed the cattle in the field. It killed any human beings that were in the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. Here again we see the Lord made a division between his people and the Egyptians who worshiped the false gods, and their gods could not help them against the mighty power of Almighty God. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said unto them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat the Lord, for it is enough that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and ye shall stay no longer. And Moses said unto him, As soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands toward the Lord, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know that how the earth is the Lord's. Yes, beloved, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He is Almighty God, and nothing is too hard for him. And so we see again this amazing and marvelous miracle of Almighty God. Till next time, goodbye.